Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the merger between defense giants United Technologies and Raytheon is a reminder of how competitive the global economy is. WSHU's Charles Lane reports the move of the new company's headquarters from Connecticut to Boston will cost the state about 100 white-collar jobs.
Lamont says the good news is that the vast majority of UT's 19,000 blue-collar workers will stay in Connecticut. Lamont phoned UT CEO Greg Hayes to remind him the company is always welcome to move their headquarters back if things change. David Cotton is a business professor at Quinnipiac University.
It really is a bad perception in terms of the already low perception of business friendliness in the state.
In the long run, Cotton adds that the merger will make the companies even bigger and more able to control suppliers in the aerospace industry. The new company will be named Raytheon Technologies and will have a combined sales of $74 billion a year. Charles Lane, WSHU News.